The tennis season is in full swing, and the Audubon boys tennis team has already started to see vast improvement at the start of the season. While the Wheelers fell 8-1 in their last bout against Red Oak on Tuesday, both Carson Matthews and Isaac Jackson have been bringing the competitive edge to every practice and match already this season. Head coach Marissa Soder knows that her team is off to an 0-2 start, but it all depends on the growth of her team and the improvements that they're making along the way.
I'm a firm believer that the set score doesn't always reflect the play because it doesn't take into account how often you go into deuce or how long you stay in deuce. So if you just look at the set score, yeah, it's not super impressive overall. However, I see so much growth, not just from last year, but even from the start of this season, especially in our JV players. We're finally figuring out how to get our serves in, and we're getting score out there. We know how to say the score. So those things are nice. I like that we're seeing better movement around the court, knowing how to navigate it. I love the communication I'm seeing in doubles. Overall, I just think we have some really good things going on. I've been super, super impressed with Isaac Jackson and Carson Matthews so far, just overall their court movement and how competitive they are, and the headspace that they keep themselves in during all their matches is just very impressive.
Speaking of Isaac Jackson, he fell by a tight 8-5 margin on Tuesday against Red Oak while going against Max DeVries. He was constantly battling throughout the match to try to stay close, but came up just short.
He's a very smart player. He is very capable of looking at his opponents and figuring out their weaknesses and what he can do to kind of exploit them to work in his favor, which is how we kind of climbed up to 5 against DeVries. However, we are maybe a little bit slow at that. So it takes us the first couple games to get familiar with some of those things. And then by the time that we have it, we're cruising. It kind of even started that way in Creston last Friday. He did end up winning against Wiley 8-3, but it was a slow start. He started down. I look forward to watching him against one seeds throughout the rest of the season. Last year as a sophomore in a one seed, that was kind of tough. This year as a junior and with a little bit more experience under his belt, I think we've got good things in the works there.
Carson Matthews was the only Wheeler to earn a singles win against Red Oak, beating Landon Gigstad 8-1. One thing that you want out of a tennis player is somebody who is light on their feet, and Matthews fits right into that category as he is constantly moving on the court.
He is always ready to go, and he's very good at reading the ball. He's always in an athletic stance. He likes to kind of sway side to side, which I think contributes to his movement on the court because he's ready to lunge either direction towards the ball. It's nice to see that they're going out of their way outside of practice to get additional practice in, which I love because it's only going to help him in the long run.
In terms of improvements, Coach Soder has started to slow down the pace of practices to work and focus on the technique of the game. Slowing down the pace helps to improve their drill work, which in turn will help out on the court when you get that first serve of the match.
We've been taking a lot of big steps back and like, hey, let's slow down that forehand a little bit. How can we make this cleaner? Same with the backhand. We've been working a lot more on our ground strokes and following those up to the net. We have really slowed it down and kind of stepped away from drilling for a little bit just to make sure that the technique is there for everybody, and then we can pull it back into drills.
Audubon returns to action tonight as they'll take on Harlan at Harlan Community High School. Tonight will help to determine the best course of action for the remainder of the season and what the Wheelers will need to focus on moving forward. Harlan has started off the season 0-4 and features Colton Hagel and Caden Herbst, who will give the Wheelers some good competition.
I'm excited. I hope that we've got good competition tonight. I'm sure we will. I hope that we bring our game and they bring theirs. I'm a little nervous about trying to navigate the three courts. I feel bad about leaving a couple of my boys uncoached, but I'm sure that they'll be able to handle it. I'm probably going to leave my number one and my number two seed uncoached because I know that they're capable and I know they know what they're doing. So they'll probably take that, but I'm sure it'll be just fine. Whatever we end up doing, we'll come away with things to work on regardless of a win or a loss.
The Wheelers will take on the Cyclones tonight on the road with the opening serve at 4 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.